We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Again, thank you, all our listeners, 2016, and all our guests. It was an unbelievable year, and I want to thank our staff as well, Ian Motha and Chris Gerald. You know, you guys are great. Best team we've ever had, and that says a lot. Or maybe it doesn't. I don't know. We'll have to think about it. Our next guest, Avi Friedman of Jacob Friedman Insurance Agency. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Jeff.
Great. And also referred to us by our reporter, Peter Meyerson, correct?
Correct.
So tell us about Jacob Friedman Insurance.
Well, we're a PNC, Property and Casualty Insurance Agency, here in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Jacob is the founder, started it over 28 years ago, almost 29 now. I joined in about 13 years ago and have been taking over the agency since. We're, you know, small, mid-size property and casualty agency, trying to. That's our basics of who we are. You know, we deal directly with the consumer, so it's nice to have that one-on-one interaction with our customers for the most part. So it's it works out pretty well for us.
So who started the firm?
My father, Jacob.
Okay, how long ago was that?
28 years ago now.
And what led him to do that?
Well, he actually worked for Allstate back in the
Allstate
day. Yep.
Good hands, people.
Exactly. So when Allstate was very big in Mass, he worked for them, started with them in 1974. And then Allstate left Massachusetts. They pulled out, and they actually, instead of selling their books, they left their book of business to their agents.
Did they pull out, or was that when everything was going on with insurance and cars? And
It was a combination of both.
Right. They, it's like, we've had enough of you, Mass.
They had enough of Massachusetts, and they decided at the time that the rates were too low, which the rates were almost 2.5 times what they are now at that time. So as you can imagine, rates have since come down, way down. And they've actually tried to get back into Massachusetts now, and you know they're growing a little bit, but I think they're having a tougher time. And now that there are so many PNC agencies and so many options here in Mass, it's been tough for them to come back in, but which is good for us.
Right.
Yeah.
So why do you think it's hard for the national firms to come back in? What is it about PNC that makes it progressively?
Well, correct? Massachusetts was for many years it was a set rate. Right. It's only recently gone to where it's a competitive rating.
There's bidding again.
Yeah. And even there, with a competitive where you have a base rate, most base rates are going to come in around the same. It's just in what discounts can you give first time, get a policy over, what can you throw and make it stick at the beginning so that you get that business in the door. And then it's, keeping that business. And what we're finding is a lot of people are wanting that personal touch. They want that claim service. They want that personal touch for someone to overlook their policy and not have to worry about that person not being there or being gone or 75 other people maybe answering their question. They have that opportunity to come directly to us and deal directly with us, which has been a nice thing for us on the PNC, on a small business side.
And what led to your coming into the business?
At the time, I was consulting for a software company. I was traveling a lot, decided I didn't want to travel, and it was something that was always in the back of my head. Come join up, work with my dad. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to help him grow the business and to help reach out to a new clientele, a new generation of clientele. And it's worked out in that way. I gave myself a few years when I first started, seeing if it was something I really wanted to do, and I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the daily interaction with people. I enjoyed the daily interaction with our clients. And I enjoyed working with him. So it worked out really well for both of us.
Nice. And how long have you been in the business now?
13 and a half years now.
And what's your role?
I do it all.
Your dad's still involved?
Dad is still involved. Dad is still there. But I've sort of taken over the day-to-day, taking care of the books and the accounting and everything else. And just running the day-to-day show and checking in with customers and things like that. So.
Is it just the two of you?
We do have two other people working in our office who are there. One's there on a daily basis. One's there a few days a week. So we keep it running. We're a small staff that runs a pretty sizable agency.
I'm thinking that with all the transitions going on in the industry, you might be better off being a small PNC firm versus a larger one, that they're the ones who are more unstable right now.
It seems to be. It seems to be those are the ones that we're seeing all the stories of that are selling and merging, and they're having a tougher time. The larger they are, the more people that they have in their staff to be competitive.
You don't have as much overhead.
Correct. Correct. So it's just a couple of us, and it helps us keep what we have, and it helps us focus on our clientele that we do have.
Do you think that model is going to stick around, or do you think that's going to change too?
I would assume so. I would hope so. I would hope that people, you know, want that personal touch. There are definitely people that we've seen that don't, that have gone in a different direction, that, you know, it's, they can save an extra $30, and to them that is more important than having somebody that they can contact at any time.
$30.
We've lost a few over that,
my rates are always high.
Then again, we've gained some for people that are looking for that personal touch. And so it's, you know, it's all what the consumer's looking for. So we're hoping to give them what they're looking for.
I'm the hot potato of the PNC world.
It's, oh, yeah.
I think the insurance companies are like, no, we won't take that him. You can have him.
There are those two.
I've gotten better the last couple of years. I haven't had a ticket in 2 years. I haven't had an accident
there you go.
In 3 years.
And then eventually you see rates start to go down.
My last accident was just awful.
A bad one?
It's not the worst one I've had. I've had many totals.
You know,
this was, but the deer came out much worse than I did in the last one.
Those are scary. Those ones are really scary.
Yeah. Well,
and you know, we have those and we see a lot of that, you know, things that you would never hear about, you know, you see the commercials, the weird stuff happening. It's not as random as you think.
Truck driver fall asleep on 128, drive over the median, hit another 18-wheeler and play ping pong with me for a couple of minutes. The Mass Pike was closed for 2.5 hours.
You're lucky to be here.
I was the only one who walked away and I was the car hit.
Oh. Very lucky
truck
to be
blew
here.
Up.
Yeah,
this is a great story. But I mean, I think I'm a safe driver, but I've had bad luck.
That doesn't sound like good luck. No.
And I'm always two hands on the wheel. My wife tries to talk to me. I don't take my eyes off the road.
That's the smartest thing you can do. Yeah. And you know, it's something we recommend to people.
State
you
troopers
know,
were amazed what I did to that deer.
Yeah,
they said most guys would have driven off the road. He drove right through that deer.
Really? Hey, you're lucky. You're lucky. But that's another thing we see. You know, we see a lot of people between phones and. You know, everyone wanting to text now and all that. It's as scary as it's made out to be. We have seen multiple accidents.
But even the cars, they're conducive to multitasking.
Yes, they are.
With the cruise control and the monitoring devices everywhere.
And the Bluetooth and everything.
I find the phone the least of my problems in the car. Actually, it's funny how they make a law around that. They should almost make a law, don't touch the dashboard.
You know, they really should. You know, two hands on the wheel. It's not a bad idea. You know, right. And there's plenty, and everybody does it. Everybody drives around. So
right. You
just got to be a little bit more careful.
It's the other guy I'm scared of.
Yeah. And that's the way most people are. You know how you drive.
Well, again, I'll give you another one. You're not doing it. It's a PNC world. I drove in the snowstorm recently.
Yep.
And most people wouldn't. I have an all-wheel drive car with 4 winter tires. Most people with all-wheel drive cars don't put on winter tires.
Yep.
And I grew up in Canada. You need winter tires in the snow.
True.
All-wheel drive is not going to guarantee you, is not going to stop you from slipping all over the place.
Very true. Very true. But most people here, they think they have all-wheel drive. They're fine. And we got a few phone calls the Monday afterwards of people that just said, oh, I tried to stop. Next thing I knew, I was off the road.
I made a 3.5-hour drive that day. I was fine. But I said to my wife, if we get hit, it's either going to be someone behind me being a knucklehead.
Yeah.
Or someone pulling out from a driveway, you know, trying to cut across an intersection because they're just stupid and don't realize that I can't stop the way I normally stop.
Well, that's the thing that we always tell people, you know, if you're going to go out and you're going to drive in those conditions, just be safe. There's no reason to be doing 65, 70 miles an hour on the pike. If you slow down a little bit, you have a much better time.
Well, there's a couple of critical points in your business. Maybe you can address them. One is people don't always, you know, they might buy cheap and you don't want them to buy cheap because you're protecting them from an event that may not happen.
Correct.
And number two, you can't pick when people need you. You have to be there when they need you. So service is 100% of your game.
Correct. And, you know, that's a big thing that we try to stress is that, you know, we are, you know, obviously, you know, 3 a.m. trying to call us as a smaller agency, it's not going to work. But if you email us, we're going to get back to you right away. If something major's happened, we're always going to get back to you. I'm on email 24 hours a day for the most part. And, you know, you have to be these days.
Good way to build a marriage.
You do. Yeah, yeah. Well, the wife and the kids.
My wife is like, can you turn off the
sometimes
the
you have
sound
to.
On that buzzer?
Sometimes you got to get that little bing off. But it works. And, you know, for us as a smaller agency, we have to do that. We have to stay on top of it and respond right away. An email comes in and, you know, some people are amazed. I respond within 5 minutes to any email that comes in. And on the weekends too, I do try to respond. Maybe not as quickly because but I try to have weekends. My time.
In my dad's generation, it's yeah. true. But he would get, you know, he'd have to be in the office from my father mm-hmm. from 5 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Yep.
Every day. That's the way his office was. And if there was a phone call on a weekend, he had to go right back to the office.
Whereas
I mean,
now
I have so much freedom.
Yes.
All I have to do is carry a smartphone on me.
Exactly. And it makes it a lot easier where now I can just check the email. I can log in. I can see your policy. I can help you through anything
so
from
I
remote.
Think you didn't, you know, yes, we lose something, but we gain a lot. Gain a lot of freedom. You could be in Jamaica playing 9 holes of golf. When someone calls you, you pull up the policy, right? And you could work on it.
I can be taking my daughter ice skating. My son, right. I can take him to basketball on Saturdays and not have to worry about what I'm missing. Rather, it will pull up. If it's something that's important, I'm going to respond. If it's just something that's saying, hey, I'm wondering how much I owe this month, I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to get back to you on Monday when I'm going to look it up.
Great.
And, you know, you have to have that life-work balance, too. And that's pretty important, too. I think not just us, but I think even to my clients, to people, realizing that sometimes you need to take a few minutes to just enjoy it.
Avi, great talking to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
If somebody wants to find you and the Jacob Friedman Agency, how would they do that?
The best way is to actually call us, 508-875-8222, or they can email us at jfia@verizon.net. And the best way, and actually we will have a new and improved website up and running sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks that we're working on right now.
And we're going to check it out. That's what I heard today.
Thank you.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. Been speaking with Avi Friedman, Jacob Friedman Agency. He's a great guy. You can tell. Check out his website. Let's see what you think. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.